Hey there, I am so glad you're here. If you landed on this result, which obviously you did because you're here, let me start with the good news. Getting clients isn't your problem. You're getting the yes. The thing that's actually probably wearing you down and costing you more than you probably realize is that everything that happens after someone says yes, that's the part that we're going to fix. And here's how I know this might be you. If every client gets a slightly different experience, or if onboarding is something that you're piecing together from scratch every time, or maybe you find yourself answering the same questions in your DMs over and over and over again, that's usually the signal. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that you're the system right now, and it's exhausting. And it can't scale that way. You can't scale trying to be the system. So we're going to talk about what's really going on here, the first system that I'd put in place, and how to make the whole thing smoother, both for you and your clients. So first, let's talk about what's creating all of that extra work. It's almost never one big thing. It's like 100 little small ones, a welcome message that you rewrite every single time, maybe, like a what happens next question you keep answering because it just lives in your head instead of on a page somewhere. Or if you're going back and forth trying to schedule or hunting down links or a document that you just don't know or remember where you put it, all of those things just take extra time that is not necessary. None of those things, again, is hard on its own. It's really quick to grab a link or to type a quick email. Like those are quick, but when you add them all together, they're the reason that you end up just at the end of every week, just feeling tired or behind, or like the work isn't actually getting done. And this isn't like client work. It's all of the redeciding the and redeciding the same stuff over and over again. And that's one of the most expensive habits in business. So second, here's the first system that I would put in place: a simple, repeatable onboarding flow. You build it once, and then it just runs the same way for everyone. Here's what it looks like in practice. So the moment that someone says yes, they get a welcome that goes out on its own. Not one that you're typing up in the moment or anything like that. It just tells them exactly what happens next, what you need from them, and what you need it to do. They don't have to wonder. They don't have to second guess, like, should I have done this? Or like we all get those like buyer's remorse. We don't want that for people. So when they get something immediately and you've set the expectation, you told them what's happening, it makes them feel more confident. And again, you don't have to be writing emails at 9 o'clock at night that you've already written like 40 other times. So that one piece alone, just an automatic onboarding that starts on its own, does a lot more for you, but again, it shows how professional you are to the client. And that just gives them, again, that extra layer of confidence because now the experience of working with you begins with a really, really high level of confidence every single time with every single client. Next, here's how I would make the rest of it a little bit smoother too. Once the start is handled, you can kind of standardize the rest of the journey. And there's a few key moments where a client actually needs like something from you. There's usually the kickoff, there's some check-ins, and there's a wrap-up. So you can build each one of these once, and you probably already know what would be part of each one of those. And you build it as a simple template, and then you can stop reinventing it every single time. And again, it gives them more confidence in their whole system that they're working through with you. And it gives you confidence to know that you're giving everyone a really high level of an experience. So again, this is not about making your business feel rigid or impersonal or anything like that. It's actually the opposite. When there is a predictable thing that runs on its own, you have way more energy left for the parts that actually need you. And this is the quiet payoff that no one really talks about, because a consistent experience is what turns one-time clients into those referrals, into repeatable business. Because people don't refer you because the work was good. They refer you because working with you like felt good. They felt that they were being cared for. They got a really good outcome. It's more than, again, just you knowing your stuff. It's the experience that you were able to bring them through start to finish. So here's what I really want you to hear. You are not disorganized, even if you feel like you are. You are not bad at this. You've just been holding this whole experience together by hand. And honestly, that was never going to be sustainable. And you might already be feeling it, that it's not sustainable. And the fix isn't more effort on your part. It's just building the system once so that it can carry the weight instead of you. So I put together a really simple scorecard to help you see exactly where your client experience might be leaking. And it's right below this audio, or it's also in the email that you received. So go check that out, walk through it, and you'll hopefully know the first thing then that's worth tightening up. And when you're ready to build out like the entire customer journey, I do have a Leads to Legacy program that I run. It has the build where we build out the entire client experience together. And then I also have a foundation if you just need little pieces built. So either way, whether you're going to build it on your own or if you want to jump in and have me help you, I'm really just glad that you found what the actual problem is, because it's so much more fixable than it's probably been feeling. So I hope you get to it. Let me know if you have questions. Check out the build if it's something that you want some like hand holding to get all of it up and running for you. And I will talk to you soon.